Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Aaron Perner, who is the owner of Cap Carpets in Wichita with locations in St. Louis. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kim?
I'm doing well. I understand that you've been out to Anaheim, and that's why I wanted to talk to you. But before we get into that, let me just ask you for business conditions. You're a major retailer. You're Carpet One, Big Bob's. I think you go in every direction. How are you seeing business right now?
You know, January and February, Kemp, were really strong. You know, we had March numbers that were very strong. We're running up again. March is not as strong.
Yeah.
I think the high gas prices are scaring people a little bit. But, you know, I'm very optimistic about this year for the industry. It should be a good year.
Well, like I said, I think you're boarding a plane in Anaheim. Last night you went to the Chris Davis Memorial Celebration on his life. Most people know Chris Davis was the president and CEO of the World Floor Carving Association. And starting about 4 o'clock yesterday in Anaheim, they gathered a group. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it out there, and I thought you might be able to give our listeners a rundown. First off, how big a crowd was there?
There were 100 people here.
Give us a rundown of what happened.
It was a really wide group. When you take a man that touched the industry and is very close to his family and has lots of friends, I mean, there were, you know, a large contingent from the Convention Visitors Bureau from his days prior to WFCA. There were lots of past chairmen and friends and close relationships that were really WFCA relationships that Chris had developed. And then there were industry folks that were there, the Jim Walkers and Jane and Carl Buchart was there and Ralph Bowe. It was a really great contingent of some very important people there to celebrate Chris's life.
Right. So you had people on the manufacturing supply side and like you say, the Walkers on the CFI installation side. You're obviously a big retailer. Were there many big retailers there?
There were a lot of the board members and a lot of the, you know, and not current ones either. I mean, people that, you know, were presidents of the organization 25 years ago were there. I mean, just people that loved and delighted in Chris and really wanted to celebrate his life were there. It was a very important engagement for everyone.
All right, so it started at 4. There was, I guess, a little cocktail time and a dinner, and then there were some speakers, right?
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
That was the fun part and the very difficult, the tear-jerking part, you know.
Okay, so it was kind of somber at points.
Yeah, it was interesting. What happened was that, you know, several people, I mean, there was a group of folks that were kind of pre-arranged to get up to speak, and each one of them got up and told very personal stories and their own personal feelings and their own personal experiences with Chris and what he represented to the industry and to them. And then what was kind of fun is afterwards, there were an awful lot of people that just, they had a floating mic that they went and carried around, and other people got to tell some wonderful stories about the experiences they had with Chris, you know, different things that they'd done together. It was really a joyous occasion.
Do you remember one or two that are worth retelling?
Yeah, there were just themes of things that came out of the discussion. One of the themes that I think, I might just kind of take them in order, the importance of Chris. I mean, if you look at the kind of things that, with his leadership and, you know, the way Donnie Phillips put it, I thought was really wonderful. The way Donnie described it was, he said, you know, you really have to, it's a synonymous thing. When you thought of Chris Davis, you thought of the World Floor Covering Association. Right. And Chris was a very humble man. He would have hated all the discussions about what he had done and what he was, you know, from an energy and from an injection into the industry, what he was trying to accomplish. And, you know, his, you know, dogged pursuit of several different initiatives. But if you look at, you know, the work and the investment and the time that was put into the CFI, Jim Walker talked about, you know, the CFI wouldn't have existed was it not for the patience and the work and the collaboration and the funding that WFCA provided and the leadership that Chris gave. I'm a testament to that with the FCB2B Association. I mean, frankly, the only organization that consistently supports, gives money, and mentors and counsels the FCB2B Association was Chris and WFCA. You know, you had IICRC that was there that set standards for cleaning and restoration, and they're the ones working on the ANSI standard right now for installation for carpet. You know, there's several of these initiatives that are out there, and I won't list them all, but if you looked at the kind of relationships, the Carpet Industry Issues Council that Chris always went to year after year, and Floor Covering Industry Foundation, and WFCA had such a unique position because of Chris's vision of where it fit within the industry. And anything that was a great idea that was long-term going to benefit professionalism or enhance the experience for the consumer. Chris was a strong advocate of. And so, you know, guys like Donnie, I mean, you know, he made the point of how clear it was that Chris was WSCA. I mean, it's going to be a very big void to fill. Guys like Jim Walker, you know, in his discussions about his first experiences and how his perceptions of what Chris was, you know, going in, and then what Chris was as a partner and as a friend to support the TFI. You know, you got Wendell Prescott got up and he talked about the integrity of Chris. Tom Jennings got up and talked about how Chris had, you know, touched his daughters in a very positive way. Chris was intending in June to go to his daughter's wedding, that type of thing.
After the WFCA successfully sold the Surfaces show, they had a nice bank account, and Chris did a great job of offering scholarships and kind of funneling that money in areas where it could make a difference, didn't he?
He did. Kemp, you're so dead on. I mean, anything that the WSA could invest in that was going to upgrade the professionalism or image in the flooring industry, Chris was very wise and very strategic.
I appreciate you giving us kind of a rundown before we run out of time. What is the path moving forward? The board is going to try to find somebody. As we've said, it's going to be a hard void to fill, but what is the plan moving forward for a leader at the WFCA?
Well, the immediate plan, and this was put into place, the contingency had already been developed. As far as the public face, which is a very important role for WFCA, Tom Jennings has stepped in, and he's currently the public face for WFCA. Chris has a strong, developed team that he left. I would tell you that that's one of the strongest parts of what WFCA represents, is if you look at the leadership team that he's got around him with Cammie Weitzel and several of the really strong people that the organization has, they're still all in place, they're still fully engaged, they know what the mission and the goals and objectives of the organization are. The organization is not in a difficult place. He was not a genius with 1,000 helpers, for lack of a better description.
Right.
He was more of a level 5 leader. So, I mean, he's got a good team in place. Now, what's going to end up happening is that, you know, the executive committee empowered and has appointed a search committee. So anyone that has recommendations for who might be a really powerful candidate that would be right for this position, I would ask them to reach out to me by email. You can reach my email address at aj@capcarpeting.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to the appropriate parties. But the search committee will go out with the work that they must do for the roles and the goals and objectives with the current strategic plan for the organization and mission and values. They will make recommendations to the executive committee that will then in turn find hopefully an apt candidate that's capable over the next 20 years to develop into the great leader that Chris Davis was.
Well, Aaron, I appreciate the update, definitely. I know you've got to catch a flight in a few minutes and head back to Wichita. But again, we've been talking to Aaron Perner, who's owner of Cap Carpets in Wichita, Kansas, and you've been listening to Kempar and 4Daily.net.